looking at the you know, the market slowly climbing back up. There's going to be another major glitch in the markets, or not really a crash, but another bounce that's going to happen between May 15th and about May 30th or so, where we'll see probably a legitimate readjustment to the market. You'll see a climb back up to the between the 12.5 and 12.7 area again, and you'll see a readjustment again of between probably 3 to 7% or so. Back down to around the underneath the 12,000 range, probably to 11.8, 11.9. Then you'll see what I think is going to be one last big climb in the markets up through November this year. And I've told you that by November there's going to be a gigantic shift in global power,
right,
away from the United States dollar towards the euro, towards what's going to be known as the world mark, actually, which is going to be a most of the euro and Europe being based on Germany. Meanwhile, you know, I don't have to talk more about it, about the housing bubble beginning to collapse and implode. The biggest thing that I am the most worried about, and people should really get up in arms about, is that with the collapse of the subprime lending market, the new mortgage trick that they're introducing in Nevada, and I pray to God people don't start falling for this, is what they call a non-chattel mortgage.
What is that?
You don't pay on the mortgage for 3 years, but the mortgage is not on the property. It's on the person.
What?
It's on the person. It can't be bankrupted out, and it basically creates an entire new class of indentured servant.
Interesting.
So these non-chattel mortgages will be tied to the person. The offer is you don't have to pay down on the mortgage for 3 years, but they can't be bankrupted. It doesn't matter where you go. Your wages will be garnished. It's basically the reintroduction of debtor's prison, if we will.
It's almost like you're signing a promissory note with the agreement that they don't have to sue you to get it this time.
Yeah, exactly. And these it can't be bankrupted out, and even if you die, it passes to your wife and then passes to your children until it's paid.
And 3 years, no payments?
Yeah,
or
three years, no payment. It's going to be a three-year wide-open thing, and then you got to pay down on it, but that's going to be what's going to replace the subprime loans. I got another, if you want to just go through a quick list here before we take calls.
Yeah, and they're lining up for you, Sean.
All right, here's what we got. Just real quickly, I'll go very quickly here. There's 233 sites in Iran right now that the United States has mapped out ready to attack. I talked about April 7th, the last time, of us being ready to go. Now behind the scenes they're saying that everything will be in place by April 7th, but that an attack on Iran, according to sources behind the scene, nothing psychic, but people on the inside are now saying April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Admiral Fallon has been placed in charge of what is known as Operation Tyrant, and Tyrant stands for the Iranian Near Theater. And Tyrant, they say, is ready to go as of April 17th, 18th, and 19th, so watch those dates for activity. Blackwater Security is talking about putting two divisions on the ground in Darfur. Blackwater, as most people may or may not know, is a mercenary force. A Blackwater soldier employed by the United States government gets about $600 per day, which costs the U.S. taxpayer about $5,200 per day, even though that's what the soldiers get. Obviously, we saw Halliburton actually moving out of the country. There's about two dozen congressional investigations into wrongdoing by Halliburton. So Halliburton's just up and moved to Dubai because Dubai has no extradition. There's no U.S. tax base, which means corporate executives who earn their money there do not have to pay taxes in the United States. So when things begin to change, they don't have to worry about any damage from Congress and no prosecution for, losing $12 billion in Iraq. There's going to be mass riots in the U.K. The U.K. has no economy. Blair has no control over what's going on. And you are going to see by this summer a rioting and complete chaos in the United Kingdom. Also, more bad news for the British because I'm seeing some very, very heavy activity around Kandahar in Afghanistan with the Taliban actually retaking Kandahar, which with British divisions right in the way of that happening. Also, some very weird things going on in the White House as well. Laura Bush is apparently living about 80% of the time in the Mayflower Hotel. But that gets into some personal stuff about the president we probably shouldn't talk about.
What? Is this a prediction or you know something?
No, Bush is just getting completely out of control in the White House. Apparently, the people on the inside say that Laura Bush is living in the Mayflower Hotel about 80% of the time.
This is what you hear.
No, this is guys that I know that are advisors that are on the inside. And
right.
there was an incident where Tony Snow was talking to some talking to some Fox News guys, and apparently Bush busted into the meeting completely lit up, and that he's been drinking again, and the Secret Service has had to pretty much cordon off the second floor to keep him from coming downstairs, and that he's just gotten completely out of control. I mean, this is the stuff that you hear when you know guys inside the Beltway and you know guys with access to what's going on in the White House, that our entire foreign policy is coming out of the bottom of a bottle of Jim Beam, which isn't very good. Also, refineries are running at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no surplus time right now to refine ethanol, so I don't know what the president's talking about as far as ethanol, because there is not a reason in the world why gasoline should not be at $1.23 a gallon, and they're charging us what they're charging us for it because they can get away with it. The last thing people need to look at is there's a lot of missile production and a lot of exchanges of missiles right now between Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. Something like 10,000 missiles right now are pointed at Tel Aviv. And if the United States gets into it with Iran and Iraq and what's about to happen in Afghanistan, there would basically be no better time for these people to just make Israel a point of history and just wipe it off the map at that particular time. Last but not least, there is a military draft coming, and if you actually, if people want to go on the internet and actually check the military draft bill, there is a what they call a military non-commission act in the draft bill, which means they can now draft anybody they want. If they need accountants, they can now draft civilians for military jobs. They can go into H&R Block if they want and draft every accountant in H&R Block. So it's no longer just for the military, but for specifically civilian jobs. Also, last but not least, to give a plug for your newsletter, After Dark, one of the predictions that I made in After Dark in January in the article was I talked about serious problems in the Pacific Northwest. Savage rain and storms cause flooding, landslides, and soften the earth, and activation of Mount St. Helens, Baker, and Hood. That's happening now. Earthquakes rocking Seattle and the entire Pacific Northwest. Power outages have left hundreds of thousands without power. But this is only the beginning, as these are being caused by electromagnetic anomalies deep underground. And that was for the next couple of months or so. So people need to watch the Pacific Northwest specifically.